Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with you on this Thursday morning. Well, this month of October has been designated as a time for all of us to be educated when it comes to fire safety in our homes, in our businesses, and all across the country. There'll be special activities associated with fire prevention. Matter of fact, Fire Prevention Week comes up this next week. It's my pleasure to welcome a very, very dear friend, our fire chief from the city, Webster City, Chuck Stansfield, joins me this morning. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Happy Thursday to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Fire Prevention Week coming up next week. Before we go any further, we've heard so much details going on, Chuck, with the dry conditions we've had, and we cannot emphasize enough for people not to do any burning with the weather going on.
Correct, Pat. You know, although Hamilton County has not put out a specific burn ban as of yet, it's really advisable to hold off right now because the grounds are just so dry. You can see it as the farmers are working in the fields, the dry dust that's coming up. We have had a combine fire already that we've had to respond to. So definitely, let's try to keep the burning down to a minimum right now until we get a little more moisture on the ground.
But this is just right here in the Webster City area. Have you heard any other calls here in Hamilton County there, Chuck?
You know, Hamilton County has had a few grass fires down south and also out east. So, we definitely have had some fires, and including other counties as well. So they are starting to pop up as everybody's trying to get that harvesting done.
I know for a fact you and I talked off air now that Webster County has a burn ban in effect, and I think up in Wright County too, in our listening area.
From what I understand, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So again, please play safe with what's going on with this dry weather. And sadly, Chuck, we're not going to see any dry weather for the next 7 days. And I think the 6 to 10 day outlook calls for more of the same, more of this warm, dry weather that we've had that's been around for quite a while. Only about 9/10 of an inch of rain for the month of September here in Webster City.
Very dry for this time of year.
For sure. Well, let's get down to the reason why you're here today there, Chuck, and that's all about Fire Prevention Week going on.
Yes, sir. So we're excited. Actually, today starts some of the activities. Our main schools that we'll be going to are big schools, Pleasant View and Sunset Heights, will start next week. But between now, even working into November, we'll be having daycares and preschools just because of scheduling conflicts and whatnot for fire prevention activities in each of those places.
And for those not familiar, do you tell these kids about the things they need to know when it comes to fire safety?
Oh, absolutely. Some of the biggest things that we talk about are, first of all, exit drills in the home, making sure that they know how to get out, what to do if there's a fire or smoke, making sure that they go home and bug mom or dad, their relatives about good working smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, and just making sure that they know what to do, also what number to call if there is an emergency. And we explained very thoroughly to them that it's only to be used during emergencies, 911, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's the magic number right there. Call 911 if there is ever an emergency when it comes to fires in your homes. And how have we done so far, Webster City? Major calls during 2024, Chuck?
You know, 2024 has been, it's been another busy year. A lot of different types of calls. We have had some very big major vehicle accidents. Some smaller fires, and so we've been very busy. In fact, in that process, one of the things that we've been trying to update is our vehicle extrication tools. And if you go by the firehouse, you've probably seen some torn up vehicles. We had a drill the other night where we worked on our skills, and we also had vendors come in and show us their different battery-powered extrication tools that we're looking to purchase here in the near future.
And you get these companies coming from all over the Midwest, I presume, there, Chuck.
Yes,
trying
sir.
To inspire you to buy this product, fire truck. So, how old is the oldest fire truck do we have?
We have a 1981 truck that is in service. We keep it going. It's working good. We do need to replace it as soon as we can. We are very fortunate to have ordered a new mainline truck, and that will really be the next truck that we'll be looking to hopefully replace within the near future.
So that'll be a 2025 model, 2026?
Yeah, as soon as they can get it. Normally, it's about a two-year process to get that truck replaced. Mm-hmm. So it takes a little while.
It does. That's all because you talk to the city council from time to time about what equipment you need for the Webster City Fire Department.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we got a big fire truck that's absolutely new, I think. What was it, about 10 years old there, Chuck? Or
The ladder truck is it's a 2012, so it's actually mm-hmm. 12 years old. And, yep, that was a great purchase. We've used it multiple times for many, many different types of calls, from getting on roofs to obviously the downtown fire last year in November to assisting other places. We've gone to Fort Dodge for mutual aid as far as that. So it gets used quite regularly.
Yeah, getting back to that, that was quite the fire indeed, the biggest we've had in Webster City. I think last time we had a big fire was back in 1992 or 93, I believe. That was in that on Seneca Street.
Yes, fire. Yeah, we haven't had a big downtown fire for a long time prior to that, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah, and yes. Also back in 1967 when I was a youngin' at the time, back in 1967, that fire downtown where, well, Lubber's Clothing used to be there at the 600 block north side of 2nd Street.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good. So what else is going on? You're going to the schools. What about businesses? Are you doing anything with them?
We do. So, you know, obviously everybody knows that we have different types of construction going on throughout town. And yep. And so the fire department goes out and works with those contractors, making sure that all of the fire equipment and fire safety things are met. And so, yeah, very exciting. Lots of new things going on in construction around town. And so, yeah, that keeps us real busy. We also go through several of the businesses each year and do annual inspections on them, just making sure, again, that they have all of their fire code requirements.
And you also go to homes, too, around Webster City. If you ever want to, the need of assistance from the fire department to inspect the safety of your home, you just contact the Webster City Fire Department. But call their business line on that.
Absolutely, yes. We definitely can get inside a home and just make suggestions on safety. One of the things that is one of the biggest emergencies that get ran across the country are slips and falls. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we'll go into a house and just recommend, obviously the people can do whatever they want, but recommend maneuvering things so that there aren't any kind of items in the way that somebody could slip and fall on. Those are probably some of the biggest injuries that we see throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. It's not only in the wintertime when people think about that, it's all year round.
Correct.
For slips and falls. Because you think about, oh, people roaming on ice and so forth. We'll be having one of those days before we know it.
Yes.
Back to ice and snow and such.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, one of the other things that we are always doing, in fact, we've applied for a state grant on smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, and we continue to go to locations as we hear of need and put up smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, especially carbon monoxide detectors as we move into the colder months. People start utilizing their furnace, and we'll see an uptick on those types of calls. And so it's imperative that everybody has not only smoke detectors in their home, but also carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, again, if you need your home visited by the fire department, inspect their home, just call the Webster City Fire Department. Don't call 911. Just call the business line on there. That's all we
yes,
can
sir.
Do it. Anything else we can talk about here about when it comes to fire safety?
You know, when one of the things that we're seeing a real big advancement on throughout the country has been lithium batteries and mm-hmm. The electric vehicles. Electric vehicle fires continue to be a very difficult fire for fire departments to put out. Sometimes takes hours to cool that big, large battery system in those vehicles. But more importantly, what we're seeing is the smaller lithium batteries catching fire in homes, and they can get really hot and catch fire very, very quickly and really almost with an explosive nature. start a fire inside a home. So need to be very careful about keeping batteries plugged in, but also making sure they have plenty of room around them so that they can stay cool, that they can get ventilated, that they're not covered up. You accidentally throw a shirt or an item on top of them where all of a sudden now it's going to get really hot because there's a lot of problems with lithium batteries. So that's kind of one of the things we've seen a big upswing on. Other than that, just want to remind everybody as we move into the holiday season and we're doing a lot more cooking, make sure that you keep that cooking attended. Don't cook your turkeys in the garage. I know sometimes because it's warmer inside, we want to try and do that. That can create real problems and fires. So just make sure that you're keeping your cooking attended if you're doing baking or cooking over the holidays. That's one of our biggest fires that we see throughout each year.
I would try to reschedule you again around early December there, Chuck. Talk about Christmas tree safety. Don't want to talk about it today, but eventually yes. Christmas tree time is down the road here.
It's coming. That's correct.
Yeah. Happy holidays and all that. Well, the reason why we also wanted to hear today, Chuck, is to talk about the big open house coming to the Webster City Fire Department. That's one of the highlights every other year in Webster City for the fire department open house.
Absolutely, Pat. We are ecstatic about that. Really excited to have that coming up. And that's going to be October 15th, which will be Tuesday night. And it starts at 5:00. We're going to have all kinds of fun things for the kids to be there, as well as adults. We're actually adding something new that will be really, really exciting. But we'll have our bounce house out there. You can come and get some free food. We're going to have hot dogs and chips and lemonade. And we're really excited about just all of the things that we're going to be doing. You'll be able to put out live fire with extinguisher training. We're going to have Sparky, the dog, as well as Oreo, the live Dalmatian fire dog. We've got a new exhibition that we're going to be showing all of the people what happens as you keep items closed or open in a house with a little tiny house burn that will be, that's the new thing that's going to be great for educating everybody on what fire actually is doing when it's going on inside your home. And then of course the great big maze. We've been working on that, and the big maze, which the kids always like, and then also the fire safety house. So we will have lots of activities on board that night. Nobody's going to want to miss that. It's one of the biggest events of the year.
It sure is. So again, it's coming up October 15th, smack dab in October already. That's on a Tuesday evening. And of course, there'll be refreshments and so much more, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. It's all free. So be sure to attend the open house happening at the Webster City Fire Station again today, October the 3rd. You're talking with the kids in the daycare centers around Webster City. So
that's correct.
Anything else going on with fire department activities in the foreseeable future there, Chuck, other than the open house?
You know, we're always looking for people that want to volunteer, as well as fire cadets. So anybody that's ever interested in helping out with the fire department can give me a call, and we can kind of talk through that and what that means. And then also any student within Webster City that is 14 years old or older, we have a fire cadet program. It's a great program, gives students a lot of chances and opportunities to see some pretty neat things. We've had actually two of our members that started as fire cadets are now full-time firefighters, and so we continue to see that be a very positive thing.
Do you need more members, Chuck? How many members are there in Webster City right now of the fire department?
So we have 32 members total. We would definitely like to see it more around that 35 range or more. So we definitely could use more help. Obviously, during the day is a very difficult time for us to get personnel. And with everybody being so busy with their kids' activities, it makes it more difficult for everybody to show up all the time. So the more volunteers we can have, the better odds are that we'll have enough personnel to do what we need to do when we get to call.
And they can just stop by the fire station anytime, I believe.
Yes, sir. You stop down at the fire station. They can also go online to the Webster City internet, and they can fill out an application there as well, and that'll be forwarded to myself as well.
Yeah, so they need more people being part of the Webster City Fire Department team. Call the fire department or stop by their headquarters there at Superior Street and Bank Street in Webster City for the fire department. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Strickland?
I think that's about it, Pat. Yeah, appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. So again, please attend the open house coming to the Webster City Fire Department. That is Tuesday evening, October 15th, 5 until 7 p.m. And the fire department will be busy for the next few days during, well, nationally school time for teaching kids about the values of fire safety and so forth. Okay. Well, Chuck Stansfield, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
Chuck Stansfield, my guest on the Community Corner here on KQWC. It's 8:45.